This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد. Today, inshallah, in the Tazkiyatun Nafs series, we will talk about the issue of anger. Today, anger is an issue which is so widespread that people actually have sessions and workshops on anger management and all kinds of things. Couple of things I want to say before we go into looking at how to manage anger. First and foremost, anger is an emotion like any other emotion. So to say to somebody, you should not be angry, is nonsense. Because it's an emotion like any other emotion. If it happens, it happens. You cannot prevent it from happening. You cannot say it will not happen. Anger is like happiness. It's like trying to say to somebody, you should not be happy. You know, it makes no sense. So, feeling of anger by itself is neither good nor bad. It's an emotion. What you do with the emotion is what makes it good or bad. How the emotion is expressed, and this is an important thing to clarify and keep in your mind. Emotions by themselves are value neutral. It's not a negative or a positive emotion. What you do with that emotion is the issue. For example, love is supposed to be a positive emotion. But that love for somebody or something expressed in the wrong place or in the wrong way can cause you never-ending trouble. No, it's not as if love expressed anywhere and anyhow is okay. It's not okay. It has to be expressed in the proper manner, at the proper time, and only then it is okay. So also with anger, to feel anger is firstly natural. Secondly, to feel anger means that you are intelligent because you know something is gone wrong, and that something is something which is serious enough for you to feel anger. So feeling anger is by itself is not a problem. What you do with that anger, and that is why in English we have this phrase, losing your temper. You say, I lost my temper. And that's what causes the trouble, because if you lose your temper, that means your temper is no longer in your control. So when you have lost your temper, then you say or do things which later you need to regret. Later you will regret having done that, later you regret having said that, and then of course you have to apologize and, you know, grovel and whatever. So it's, none of that is pleasant. So it's not feeling the anger, but letting the anger control you. Now, important thing in terms of feelings and emotions, we say in psychology, a feeling that you name, you control. The feeling that you do not name or will not name controls you. So if you are feeling anger, the first thing to do is to own up and accept that, yes, I am angry. You don't have to actually say this, but to say it, internally to yourself. Yes, I am angry. Many times people go around, no, I am not angry. I am not angry. Who told you I am angry? I am angry? Do I look like I am angry? You crazy? I am angry? You know, your tone, your face, your acts, everything is showing that you are angry. But you keep saying, I am not angry, I am not. How does it matter? If you are angry, we can see you are angry. So the point is to first own up. Yes, I am angry. Number one. Number two is to differentiate between anger for personal reasons and anger for reasons which are non-personal, other than personal. For example, somebody breaks a law and that makes you angry. This is good anger. You should be angry. Why should you not be angry? Somebody is breaking a law of the country and you say, nah, it's okay. How can it be okay? Somebody breaks the law of a country, it's not okay. Somebody does something against Islam, it's not okay. But somebody does something to you personally. You know, if somebody calls me a donkey, maybe the man never saw a donkey before, so he does not know what a donkey looks like. Maybe he thinks a donkey looks like me, so the thing to do is to show him an actual donkey and see that there is no resemblance between the donkey and me. Then he will say, oh yes, I didn't realize, oh, this is a donkey. So you are not a donkey, you are something else. Right. So that's all, maybe it's, that's all it needs, right? So the point is, if somebody says something to you, and from the seerah we have so many beautiful incidents of Rasulullah ﷺ, who never reacted, who never retaliated on anyone who did anything to him personally. People have this misconception. They say Rasulullah ﷺ never got angry. I will show you incident after incident after incident where he got angry. He not only got angry, he got very angry. But every single one of those incidents relates to something that had to do with Islam. When somebody was doing something which was against the deen. But to him personally, someone throws garbage on his head, he does not get angry. Somebody curses him, he does not get angry. Personally, never got angry. He never got angry, never retaliated against anyone who did something to him personally. But somebody was breaking the law of Islam. Or somebody was saying or doing something which is against the deen. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, one of Rasulullah's favorite sahaba, the son of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who for a long time until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah of Suratul Ahzab, Zayd bin Thabit was considered to be the adopted son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was called Zayd bin Muhammad. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, and that's how adoption and giving your name to your, to some child who you are looking after in Islam, this is not permitted. So until then, this was permitted. And Usama radiallahu anhu was the son of Zayd bin Thabit. So Usama bin Zayd was almost like a grandson of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was somebody who was very dear to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'm talking about anger for the sake of deen. The same Usama radiallahu anhu, who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on, towards his last days, he appointed him as the commander of the army. Some years before that, he was involved in a ghazwa, in a sariya, in a battle, where he was fighting an enemy soldier, and that enemy soldier recited the kalima in the course of this encounter. The man said, I am Muslim. Usama radiallahu anhu killed him anyway. Now, somebody saw that and they reported to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they said, Usama killed a Muslim. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and he said, did you do this? So, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, he just recited the kalima but he was not sincere. I want you to think how many times we say this about people. Uski niyat achhi nahi hai. Bolte nahi bolte? He is not sincere. His niyat is not good. So what did Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, what did he say? He said, Ya Rasulullah, no, he said the kalima, but he was not sincere. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry, his blessed face became red with anger. And he said, you went inside his heart to see whether he was sincere or not. He said, you opened his heart to see whether his niyat was sincere or not. And you opened his heart, and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he is the one who narrated this hadith. He says that I wished that the earth would open and swallow me. He said the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so angry. He was so angry and he repeated this again and again and again. You went inside his heart. You went inside his heart. You went inside his heart. Again and again and again. He said, I wish I was dead. He said, I wish the earth would swallow me. I was so sad that I had done this. Amen. Anger for the sake of the deen. Not for personal, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nothing to do with that man. On the other hand, for himself, quite apart from the various incidents we know, one of the very major incidents of the seerah is where Hamza radiallahu anhu was killed by Wahshi radiallahu anhu. But when Wahshi came and accepted Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted. He forgave Wahshi. He did not refuse to forgive him, even though Wahshi had caused him personally so much of pain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to weep and weep and weep. because he loved his uncle so much. His uncle was a great supporter of his. Plus, his uncle was his own age. I mean, he was like a companion to him, more than an uncle. His uncle by relationship, but they were the same age. So, anger for personal reasons and anger for the sake of the deen, or even anger for the sake of public reasons. Something which we seem to forget is that to break the law of a country, which is for the benefit of all people, in Islam is haram. It is haram. It is not permitted. You cannot do it. If you are doing it, you are committing haram, you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. People take this thing, you know, very easily. They think, yeah, it's okay. It's not okay. Islam does not permit you and me to break the law of a land when that law is for the general good. And this does not have to be something very big and serious. Jumping a red light is this. The traffic signals are for a reason. And that reason is for the safety of all people. And if you go through the traffic signal and you are a Muslim, then you are committing haram. You are doing something which is prohibited, you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are accountable and you would be punished. Whether the policeman caught you or didn't catch you is not the issue. You can escape the policeman, but you cannot escape Allah. Something as simple as that. Now you can take this and expand it further. That's not the topic now, so I'm not going into that. But I'm just saying that anger for reasons which are not personal. So expression of anger, we feel anger, yes, but how do we express this anger? Anger must be expressed in ways which are constructive and positive. For example, if somebody does something wrong, say somebody works for you, or maybe one of your children does something wrong. That thing is wrong. It's not something which happened to you personally, so it's not a matter of insult. But what the person does is wrong. Now, how do you, and you are angry, and you have a right to be angry. There's nothing wrong with your anger. You have a right to be angry. You should be angry. But how do you express this anger? Do you rave and rant? Do you scream? Do you shout? Do you swear? Do you curse? Do you beat the person? Do you throw things? What do you do? Or do you bring the person and say, look, what you did is wrong. I am very angry. I'm saying this now, serious face, but I'm not raving and ranting. I'm not shouting. I'm saying I'm very angry with what you have done. Now tell me, why did you do that? What's the reason? Is it a mistake? Did you do it by accident? Did you do it deliberately? If you did it deliberately, why did you do it deliberately? Right? That is the issue is that. The issue is how do we express this anger? How do we express this anger? And what is the result of the expression of that anger? Before I end, I want to end with a story, a true story about the expression of anger and the result of it. But before that, let me tell you what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to people. He said this to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. He said that if you are angry, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was a man of a very short temper. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that if you are angry, if you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting, lie down. So these are ways of also controlling your anger. Change your body position. Go down, go to the earth. If you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting, lie down. If you find two people are angry and yelling and screaming, call the adhan. Because shaitan is the one behind this. So when you call the adhan, shaitan runs away. You don't have to stand and just call the adhan, the word to the adhan. Just call the adhan, shaitan runs away. That's another way of, and of course, you know, drink cold water, whatnot, all of this. But anger, therefore, we have to, as I said, must be managed in the way of how do you express this anger positively. The story I want to tell you is a true story. It was written by Rajmohan Gandhi, the son of Gandhiji. And he says that in the days when they used to live in South Africa, in the days of apartheid and segregation, the Indian areas were away from the white areas. And the workplace used to be far away. And he says that I used to go and pick up my father from his workplace every evening. He used to drive and pick up his father from the workplace every evening. He said one day, there was a movie that was playing in some theater. So I decided to go see the movie. So he said, I was in the movie theater and I was 1 hour late to pick up my father. Because I got engrossed in the movie, so I forgot about the time. And by the time I got there, it was 1 hour had passed. So he said, when my father asked me, why are you late? I told him the car broke down, so I had to go to the mechanic. But it so happened that some friend of his father's saw him in the movie theater. And the man found a phone and he phoned the father and told him, I saw your son in the movie theater. Gandhiji was against movies, he was against watching movies and so on. So he didn't like his children to watch movies. So this friend told him, so now when Rajmohan Gandhi went and said the car broke down, Gandhiji told him, I said, but my friend called me and told me that he saw you in the movie theater. Is that true? So his son said, you know, well, he got caught, so what to do now? So he said, yes, that is true. I'm talking about anger. So Gandhiji got very angry. What did he do? He said to his son, he said, you know, I have tried all my life to impress upon you the importance of speaking the truth, no matter what the situation is. I tried my best to impress upon you the importance of being truthful, the importance of speaking the truth, no matter what the consequences, no matter what the situation is. But I have failed. The failure is my failure because I have failed. I have not been able to impress this upon you. That is why you are not able to tell me the truth. You feel the need to lie in a small matter like this. So I have failed. Therefore, I am going to punish myself because I have failed in my job. And so today, I am going to walk home. And Rajmohan Gandhi says he walked home 25 miles. He said he walked all night. By the time he got, it was morning. He said, I was driving the car behind him. This is in Africa, in the back, in the bush. Walking all the way home. And Gandhiji was no great athlete or something. He said, by the time he got home, he was almost dead with exhaustion. What was the result of this? The result of this, his son says, I have never told another lie in my life since that day. That's also expression of anger. Right? Express the anger. How did he do it? And that is the key. The key is not to say, don't feel angry. As I said, if there is a reason to feel angry, there's a reason to feel angry. But how do you express this anger? That is the issue. The issue is, how can we control the expression of this anger? So when we say clean your heart from anger, tasqiyatun nafs, remove anger from your heart. What it means is that change the way in which you express this anger. Do not let the anger control you. Is this clear, inshallah? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.